The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hi, everybody. It's the sick boys.
It's all the sick. Well, it's two of the sick boys, and there's sick women also, sick women and children, and everyone's sick, and it's a nightmare.
Now, to be fair, I am not sick.
Oh, how's that?
Well, let me take that back. I would say I'm not physically ill, but in many ways, mentally, spiritually.
Yeah, your spirit. I've said that about you for a long time. Is that your spirit itself is sick? Like you're like religiously sick.
Yeah, and for like seven.
But Travis, I've got great news. It's
for
right
like
here.
7 nights in a row. BB has been up from like 1 to 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, this is. Thank you all for waiting on this episode. It's been the case for all of us for like the better part of a week now, and it is tough to put together some laughs for you, but here we are, and we wanted to put out something this week, and so we have a live show for you, but little do you know, or maybe you do, depending on what I make the episode description, it's actually two live shows in one. I have combined some of the best bits from our two back-to-back Chicago shows that we did last year into one super episode, and Trav, I don't know how much you remember about the Chicago shows, but there's some fucking jammers up in there.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm excited to forget to listen to it.
People are finally gonna get to know why some of Bim Bam fans who were in attendance that night are constantly talking about Seven Parrots. Because this is when that sort of comes to a head. It's a fun episode, and we apologize for, you know, we like giving you a heads up that a live episode's coming out, but obviously that wasn't possible this week. But yeah, it's two live shows in one. I cut like a ton of stuff out of both of them just to put together one super episode. So here's that, and we'll talk to you when we get to the Money Zone.
Welcome, my brother, the Unified Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Please, Augustus, save some for later.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy. We are dying.
Well, technically, we all are for the moment.
Have a fun show, everybody.
Born, you start dying. We eated the deep dish.
We have tasted your tall pizza.
We have, as have so many tourists, fallen into the pizza trap that you have lured for them. Oh, no, you ate the deep dish. Oh, no, you're not supposed to eat the deep dish, obviously.
This savory cake you call deep pizza.
You guys are probably tired of hearing about your pizza, but I'm tired of feeling your pizza in me.
We're having fun, but I feel like I was hit by a garbage truck. And
here's the thing: it's delicious.
But I feel like I was hit by a garbage truck, and that some of it got into me.
And that's not a knock on that; it's a knock on our garbage bodies. We haven't yet had that Van Morrison, like, well, Van partied too hard. He's going to need someone to walk him off stage tonight. There's no more he's going to do 4 songs and go home. But we were like perilously close backstage
Justin
having a conversation.
Justin was doing his taekwondo, getting all of us sort of psyched out of our minds.
I was doing it in a room alone, and then people entered while I was doing taekwondo. And that seems to me like it should be treated like someone using the bathroom. It should be, if you see the noises you made
were sort of synonymous.
It's called a key up, and it's a part of the formation.
It's powerful.
I don't want to forget that there's a key up with the that spear hand, so it's just part of the formation.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not doing it right if I'm not doing the key-ups.
I guess,
100%. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you all so much for coming.
No, he's not going to do it now. It's not a performance.
He just compared it to using the bathroom.
Yeah, you pervert.
Yeah, you
take a dump on stage!
garbage. We're saving that for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because they nasty.
They nasty in Milwaukee. What an honor it is to be here with you all tonight. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We might actually try tonight.
Tonight, before we've always phoned it in for the 50-plus shows we've done before this, but tonight, we're bringing it for your beautiful, wonderful city that has made us feel so
welcome.
You
know what? Tonight, we horny for this one.
Yeah. God, we can say all we want, but I still feel like I'm going to die. Like, we're trying to talk ourselves into not dying, but it's just not going to happen.
If the burp police were here tonight... backstage, we would have been sentenced
to life. I actually feel great.
Great.
Open up. It's the fart BI.
How do you all... Are you all just sort of accustomed... Have your bodies become inoculated to the tall pizza?
Is that what it is?
Should we get going?
Yeah, so this is like... it's an advice show, as you've certainly gleaned by this point. Kind of a do-as-we-don't sort of situation.
Don't eat the pizza.
Don't eat of your pizza. Unless you've got natural... I'm assuming you've developed some sort of digestive toxin.
Unless you've or perhaps like a separate stomach chamber that allows you to like
regurgitate. We didn't turn the tall pizza into cud the right way.
So we take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. That's the bit.
You know what? Let's all take a nap. Just a tight 20.
Okay. I'm going to turn it around right now. Are you ready to turn it around with us through your energy and power? It's too much. Help, I'm too amped. We don't normally do this, but you want to start with a Yahoo?
I do want to start with a Yahoo.
If you've never listened to our show before, we take questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. And Griffin has extracted some questions from the Yahoo Answer Service.
I have a team of people who extract it for me. I would never put on the suit required to go into the fucking upside down and tangle with these fucking monsters. This one was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's from Yahoo Answers user Kaylee, who asks, what would happen if I shoot a Ouija board? I've been playing with that thing, and now I want to get rid of it. What would happen if I shoot it multiple times with a real shotgun?
First off, does this question asker not know of other ways to get rid of things?
Yeah, it's just like, that was a delicious Coke Zero.
Pull!
Bam!
I got would you do the Ouija board, like, or is just sitting on the
I think
ground?
If
That's
you think
fun.
It has a demonic presence inside of it, you don't want to risk it.
Right.
This ain't no game. I'm going to shoot this Ouija board on the ground, thank you. I'm going to execute this Ouija board.
This person thinks that the Ouija board would withstand multiple direct shotgun blasts.
Yeah.
Like, they think it is imbued with some sort of dark energy.
No.
They've never fired a shotgun before, in which case this could also be very hilarious.
Oh, yeah. One way or the other, film this.
Yeah, please put it on video. We do.
Because you might release a demon, or you might like lift yourself off the ground and go flying back because you're 6 inches from a sidewalk firing a shotgun. It's going to go bad.
I feel like Jumanji 2. Not the one that's already coming out, but a new one that's really just an edit of the first one.
Right.
Where one kid gets sucked into the game for 30 years, which is a huge bummer if you really...
Yeah, how's your kids' movie?
It's bad. But then one of the other kids is like, well, fuck this. Yeah.
Just blows it all.
Do you guys remember?
Or David Alan Greer, like a rhino, rams his car, and he's like, I'm going to find that fucking game.
Why didn't they just, like, shoot it? The first animal comes to, you shoot the board.
Or the animal. Everybody was very, like...
Can't do that. They're endangered.
Oh, because they're... There's not enough fantasy animals out there, and that's why we called you all here today.
Hey, why didn't we use the Jumanji board to generate more endangered animals? We could fix the whole thing. Just like, oh, we're almost out of tigers? No, we're not. Robin, go ahead. Let them out.
There it is. Tigers everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember there was a cartoon version of Jumanji?
No.
Right, there's a cartoon series, and it was set not of the whimsical board game playing part,
but of...
It wasn't whimsical, Travis. People died.
But you know the part where little kid Robin Williams, and we're the picture like a 10-year-old in the jungle by himself for 30 years as the world moves on without him and he becomes the animals he's afraid of? That's what the cartoon is. Oh, how fun! He learns to bury his shit so animals can...
My parents just died. That monkey just pooped. It's a cartoon.
I don't know how electronics work. How fun!
I just fought a wombat for the right to eat my own scat.
Yeah! Enjoy, kids! To be fair, they also made a cartoon out of Beetlejuice, where Beetlejuice is like a lovable rascal.
He was a lovable rascal. Robin, that movie's unbelievable. Jumanji, the only thing that is unbelievable about it that keeps it from being
only
like a documentary.
The only thing.
That when Robin Williams comes out, he just doesn't instantly snap that fucking board over his
head. And flush it down the toilet.
Flush it down the toilet. The first, like, there should be 10 minutes of that movie where Robin Williams is peeing on the Jumanji board.
Fuck this.
Fuck this. I recently bought a pair of designer Heelys. Show over. End of question. I recently bought a pair of designer Heelys because a teen told me they were cool.
That is such a bad... That's such a bad reason life strategy.
To do anything, yeah. How do I learn to Heely without anybody seeing me fall down or stumble or otherwise make a fool of myself? I have a roommate, so practicing... at home is out of the question. I'm assuming your roommate's a shut-in. That's fine. I also live in a big city. We know. We're here too, remember? We're all going to be here in Chicago. It's pretty big. A lot of beautiful architecture too.
Oh, so lovely. The Art Deco.
Lovely. I can't stop talking about it. These gothic touches. Ugh. I'm 37. So unless I'm practicing at 3 a.m. on weekdays, someone could see my shame. Also, it'd be dark, and I'd probably fall. Please help me out so that I can be my best, raddest self. That's from Hesitant Heelhead from Chicago. Are you here?
Hold on.
All right, I need complete silence. I want to ask again. Are you here? Okay.
Okay, I heard a what?
I heard a what? So...
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yes, you are here.
Excellent.
When you led up to this... How you don't have to answer this because I'm going to answer it myself because that's how the joke
and
works.
Please don't because you don't have a microphone and we do.
When you're having this conversation with said teen, did you lead off by going, "Hey, what's cool?" And the teen was like, "Designer Heelys," and you're like,
Heelys.
"Got it!" Like ran out the door.
Designer Heelys.
Is there a postscript on the email that's like, I'm just going to try it. My kneecaps, they're gone.
My legs are melting.
They're just gone.
My legs are coming off at the seams. Legs have seams.
I've unraveled.
I've unraveled like a fleshed mummy. I firmly believe that... I'm 37 years old, I mentioned.
Jesus.
I know.
That's basically 40.
All right.
Youngins.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, where was I? Before I started.
Oh, are you starting to forget what you were talking about? Oh, no.
Before we decided to have a nice long ponder at my open grave. I'm 37 years old now, and I've learned a lot in those 37 years. And one of the things that I have that sort of become the most clear to me is that the what matters in life is not the accumulation of wealth or stuff or prestige, but the important thing, the thing that you can really do for the world, is what can you give to the people that you encounter? How can your life be a service to them? Because in the end, that's the only thing that matters. So I guess what I'm saying is, if I saw an adult... fall the first time they ever used Heelys, it would be the greatest gift you could give me, sort of personally in my day-to-day life.
You would have to announce, this is my first time.
Hey everybody, gather around.
I've decided to try Heelys today
now for
and
you.
I'm pretty nervous about it.
I'm 3 days away from retirement.
Yeah, right.
If you would do that, that would be such a gift. What an amazing thing that would be, sort of a facet in the jewel that is my life. One of the biggest facets would be that time I saw a grown adult try Heelys for the first time and beef it. And
beef it so hard. Because the other option is that they say, like, I'm going to drive it for, and it's glorious. And you're just like a butterfly. They've done it. They've finally become what they were always meant to be. I'm sorry, what? What's everyone yelling?
You're wearing them.
You're wearing them. Excuse me, he's wearing them. Excuse me, I'm going to need house lights, and I'm going to need you
center
to come
aisle.
Center aisle now.
Is hold on. Serious question.
Come on over here to the center aisle. Is this your first time? Because I'm actually kind of mixed on it.
I'm mixed.
Like, that's hysterical.
Hey,
but also,
how'd the show go?
But also,
someone died.
Are we insured? Is this? How does that even work?
Listen,
Paul, can you give me a thumbs up or thumbs down
on encouraging an audience member to Healy?
We got. Yeah, it's iffy.
Okay, iffy.
I'll take that.
They're going to be fine, though.
All right. Whatever you do, don't Healy.
Wink.
Don't say wink.
Okay,
wink. In the recording.
Don't say wink. We'll just wait. Now, come down. No, one more aisle over, please. Center stage. Oh, you're going to go around. You haven't been drinking, have you? Because, okay, can you? All right. And I need everybody to be quiet.
Okay, we're going to count
down. Can you yell your name, please?
Sam.
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 Sam. Sam.
And what would you like on your tombstone?
Here we go.
Wait, Sam, wait.
What are you putting on?
Just in case. No, I'm just going to film.
Oh, I thought you were going to put on some Healy music.
No.
Just
going to
put on
okay.
The theme song to Yuri on Ice as you glide effortlessly down the... All right.
Okay, and I'm ready. Go ahead, Sam, Healy on down to us.
Please be careful.
Please be careful.
All right.
Oh, dab. We got to dab.
Keep going.
Okay, and we'll stop right here. Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Sam, everybody.
And a special thanks to the security guard who stopped Sam from healing too close to the stage.
Sam, you now owe this man a life debt. And okay, thank you, Sam.
Thank
that
you,
was
Sam.
Excellent. You did so good. And now you're great at healing. We fixed one.
Yay!
Oh, how exciting.
How about a Yahoo from the Yahoo Answer Service? This one was sent in by Level 9000. Yeah, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's from an anonymous Yeah, Drew Answers user, but we'll call them Billamy. Billamy asks, Cat won't come out of hiding after I got a vape pin? So today we actually thought our cat ran away because we couldn't find him, and he doesn't usually hide like that. I also got a new vape yesterday, and I wonder if this was the problem. Help! Jeremy, I'm not going to watch you do this to yourself.
I care too much about you, Jeremy, to be a part of this.
Jeremy, the science is inconclusive.
I'll be under the couch.
If you'll excuse me, I have to lick my asshole.
Which is much like vaping, if you think about it.
Get me wrong. It looks radical.
No,
it
looks so
sick
cool.
as shit.
Yeah.
But I care about you, Jeremy.
Do you think that the cat was wondering, like, could you do that the whole time? And you're just now?
Are you a wizard?
Are you a weather wizard? You're blowing...
You make clouds?
If I could blow cotton like that, I would be doing it 24 hours in cod. If cats could vape...
Here we go.
If cats could vape, you know they would be blowing cotton in your face 24 hours a day, right? You would wake up in, like, fucking London fog. And it's like, what is this? Oh, that's right, my cat is fucking ripping some blueberry dream right into my eyeballs.
Garfield would be fucking lighting John. You wouldn't see normal.
There is probably not a Garfield strip that couldn't be accurately concluded with Garfield just...
Well, Garfield had a real rough day at the office.
And Garfield thinks, tell me about it, John. And John's like, ask the girl on a date. And she said no.
Every Garfield strip has just two, just picture two more frames like appended on of those. That's frame four. Frame five.
Oh, you're such a fucking idiot, John.
Jack Garfield would blow it right in John's face.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's just a big cloud around John.
Around John.
Please. And then the last strip is secondhand vape. Like, it's killed John.
That we,
yeah,
the
it's
science,
inconclusive. We don't know
the
yet.
The science
but
is out on that one right now.
Jim Davis definitely vapes, though. We can
do they
all,
make?
Okay.
Do they make lasagna-flavored vape?
Oh, he would love that.
He would love it!
He would love
but
it.
But you know when he wouldn't vape? Mondays.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I think he would vape extra
he would
hard
especially
on Mondays.
Vape Mondays.
Vape double
it's
on Mondays.
It's the only
Mondays
thing getting him through.
Yeah.
Ripping that Monday cotton.
How about Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
I don't want to oversell it. It might be the best Yahoo of all time.
Well, at least you didn't oversell it.
It was sent in by Ben Schultz. Thank you, Ben. It's Yahoo Answers user Dean, who asked,
really?
No, it's great, but I can't do the voice because I don't want to do anything to sully this beautiful...
You could do your Sully impression.
Perfect.
I'm a pilot.
Yeah, what's that?
Finally, someone put that guy on blast. Oh, I saved a bunch of people.
Bet those.
What's his rep like with ducks?
Probably not.
You ever
great
think about that? Probably not good. He steered a plane into ducks. He's a monster.
Anyway,
yeah. Fuck Sully.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is he here tonight? Actually, we're just having fun, sir. Thank you for your service.
The best Yahoo of all time. Dean asks, if I legally bought the Mona Lisa, would anyone be able to stop me from eating it?
Once in a generation, a Yahoo comes along that I don't even know how to joke about because I don't know.
It's like Ben came down from a mountain and handed this to me on a tablet.
So,
could they?
Could they? No, I mean, it's your painting.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is not going to kick in the door to your apartment and be like, it belongs in a museum. It does look good.
It does look good. Belongs in a museum. It belongs in here, indeed.
What if that's how Last Crusade ended? It's like, you have chosen wisely. Thank you.
Yeah, you look like Willy Wonka to take a bite out of it.
Oh, no.
Now, you could eat a little. Don't. Yeah.
This is an excellent point. Picture the Mona Lisa, right?
Yeah.
That bottom inch could go.
It could go. You could eat the bottom inch.
No one would know.
It's not as big as you think it is. So, like, have a side.
There are bigger paintings you could eat.
Okay.
Nighthawks is a big one. You could eat a lot of Nighthawks.
Jackson Pollock has some.
Could you eat... Travis.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to eat the Mona Lisa, would you start with the face?
No, background. Start with the background.
You can eat that.
Here's what you do.
You photocopy it. Okay, hold on. We got mics.
You photocopy it.
Okay.
Then you eat the background. Then you just put it over the photocopy.
Yeah, this is literally a Mr. Bean movie you've described.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It would... I can think of few power plays better than getting the Mona Lisa, making a perfect copy of the Mona Lisa, eating the original, and giving it back. And so you're like, I changed my mind, and I want you all to have it. And then when you see people enjoying it in a museum, you're like, oh, yeah, it's the real one.
And you just rub your tummy?
Do you think that this person would start getting kicked out of the art auctions? Because they're just like, $100 million and $1. That's a knife and fork in there.
They've got a napkin, and it's a part of the Mona Lisa. They just... tore up a Monet to do a little...
That is good, because I don't know that anyone, like, when they've died, have been able to donate their body to a museum before.
I want to donate the Mona Lisa to you. It's in there.
It's in there, trust me. even if you wanted to eat the Mona Lisa, I suspect that you would probably get about a third of the way through it for like, ugh. Like, it's not going to be good, and you don't want to sully that experience with ketchup.
Yeah.
Right? You don't
want to. And what most people don't know, it's very deep.
It's a thick painting.
Yeah, raised sides and everything.
I read the best news story ever the other day, and it was from some museum. They realized they had a Van Gogh piece from his like olive fields collection that he did. And what they discovered is that there was a grasshopper in the paint. Kansas City, what's up? Represent. At a Kansas City museum, there was a grasshopper just in the painting. And I love that so much because Van Gogh must have just been like,
got you!
Got you, you bastard!
Yeah.
And he still like sold it or whatever, just like, yeah, you're gonna love it.
Here it is.
It's so realistic.
Yeah. Here it is. Grasshopper free.
This painting's called something different. Oh, you not going with the same Olive Fields naming convention? No, this one's called Trapped Idiot.
Take that, fucker. It's called Take That, Fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Griffin...
It looks delicious.
Was it called Olive Fields, or are you just very carefully not calling it his Olive Garden, period?
Yeah, that's not... What I said was wrong. And thank you for bringing it up, Travis.
You could do a tortilla. You could do a Mona Lisa with beef and cheese. That's probably the most appealing way of eating it.
And that's good because you could probably get a couple out of that.
Don't eat the Mona Lisa by yourself. There's only one to eat. You should share it with everybody.
If you could get... Is Jackson Pollock still with us? Because if he is, you give that dude some fucking Subway squeeze bottles of nacho cheese and one guacamole.
He's a sandwich artist.
Yeah. Whoa, you could eat the Mona Lisa and a Jackson Pollock at the same time.
Yes!
That's amazing.
Now... I think the perfect crime.
Why wouldn't it be more valuable? That's just double
if you
art.
Made it?
No, if Jackson Pollock painted another painting over that painting, it's like double art at that point.
Hey, I heard you like paintings.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to eat the Mona Lisa.
And I am.
Yeah. We've established. You then have to claim it's stolen because they're never going to find it. And I guarantee it would take the world's greatest detective to suspect. Oh, I bet he ate it.
I thought you were going to say the world's greatest art restorer who would look at your...
Give me a couple days.
Well, this is it. My last job.
I thought I was out.
Give me that.
I thought it was out.
Let's do this. I think I see the nose.
I'm going in.
It's impossible. Not for me. A patient pervert.
What if Dr. Alan Grant had been digging in that big pile of dinosaur poop in Jurassic Park and just been like, reach? Oh, God. It's the Mona Lisa. Who fed the I'm sorry. Here is another question that I have for you, my brothers, on the iPad. That same one that I use for Munch Squad. And you might think, does he have difficulty getting back to the original app with the questions list on it? And does he ever have to vamp to cover it? And the answer is no. My fiance and I are... No, what? Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Which one?
No, do it, because you already started it.
Well, no, I don't have... Okay.
Hey, everybody. Give us a second.
Give us a second. My fiance and I are getting married on 420.
Yeah! The debate was whether or not Griffin had earned this question.
I've been real good.
My fiance and I are getting married on 420.
Yeah!
All right. The weed day!
My fiance...
Yeah!
My fiance and I are getting married on April 20th. But there's a problem. We don't partake in, it says here, magic cigarettes. How can we embrace this dankest of days by inserting subtle nods to that dope herb and help our guests ride high on the magic dragon?
You've ruined 420.
P.S. it says, I had to look up most of these euphemisms. I never would have guessed. It was so organic. That's from Going Green for our wedding in Chicago. Are you here? Okay.
All right.
That's eight people.
Okay. I just need one person to answer, and I need
them to say, I am here.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Oh, that was a really good seussical kind of moment. That was very nice.
What I need you to do for me is to yell out another name for marijuana that you know. The first, quiet. Go. Weed.
Weed.
Yeah, that actually works.
You're a narc. Get out of here.
Get this narc out of here.
Okay, here's my question, and you don't have to answer, because we'll make jokes about it one way or the other. Did you accidentally plan your wedding for 420? Or did, like, was it like, well, it's not weed, but maybe it is weed, and, like, you stole it from somebody else? Because that's the thing. There's probably somebody who's like, oh, I really want that venue for 420 because I love weed.
You're keeping that venue from someone that was going to go hard on a weed wedding.
Yeah, it was going to be, like, weed-themed.
I'm sorry.
It's your anniversary?
Nice.
Are you sure this is not a very important day for you?
Because that's the thing. You will have to spend, like, the rest of your lives together married. Like, when people are like, when were you married? And you'll say 420. And even, like, the most boring...
You okay? No. Stop. You won't say 420.
Okay.
That would be a wild response.
Yeah, that's
to when
true.
You get married.
But even the most boring government employee will be like... And you'll have to say, like, no.
I think that even if you do not partake, and you shouldn't feel pressured to, one of
is
the...
Is it legal here, by the way? We need to start finding that out before we go to...
No.
And then it's not okay.
Paul.
Then I am against it.
Paul, burn it.
Paul,
start flushing.
Flush it.
Toilet
flush
time,
it.
Paul.
Flush it.
I know we had established that if I yelled at you toilet time from the stage, it meant one thing, but it means something different.
It's like double entendre.
Even if you don't partake and you shouldn't feel pressured to, there are two great things about your wedding. And one is that it's a special day you'll remember for the rest of your life. And it's a beautiful moment where two souls become one. And there's cool tax stuff that happens. But the best next thing is that you get to remember which of your friends got too fucked up at your wedding forever.
It's a wonderful gift.
I've got it. I've got that list in my mind right now. And they know, and we know, and everybody knows. And I feel like at a 420 wedding, it's just like you're going to have a whole table of people who just disappear for a while in the corner and watch fucking Happy Gilmore on one of their phones. And it's like, yeah, having a good time, guys?
Which, if you think about it, is way better. Wouldn't you rather have that than, like, you got too drunk and you got in a fight? Like, I'd much rather have, like, no, there was no leftover cake because of Bob. Right, that's a way better experience to have. Yeah, it turned out we didn't have to take any leftovers home.
Probably the best thing you can do is don't go hard on the weed stuff, but do tell the person officiating the wedding that you are going to go hard on the weed stuff. Because I want them to have a lot of, like, just like the buds emerge from the plant. It's like, as the seeds combine to make one... I've written here raunchy joint. I don't know if that.
So shall your love be dank.
Your love too shall be dank. I hope. Yeah. So if the.
Kind to one another.
If you know what I mean. Be like we.
That's good too. You can put like BYOB and BYOW with like a question mark. And like, if they're cool, they'll know.
Yeah, that's a really indecipherable code there, Dan Brown. I feel like you should, instead of the usual entrance music, that's the graduation one. Uh-oh.
Do you mean the wedding march?
Yeah. Anyway.
420.
I feel like you should make your entrance music police sirens, but quiet.
So good. So good.
Okay, wait. Continue on. Your dessert table, brownies, but regular. But don't say that.
Hey, how about a Yahoo?
I love that, Griffin. Thank you so much.
This one was sent in by Level 9000. Yah, Drew, Drew, at Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's an anonymous user, so I'm going to call him Yah, Drew Answers User. Jerry, because there's an ad at the top of the screen with a guy named Jerry on it. Thank you. Not Jerry Seinfeld, the other one. Jerry asks,
Stiller.
Jerry asks, soldiers in the Troy horse. I have been wondering.
What it's called the thing. Like, it's not called the Troy horse.
Yeah, the Trojan horse.
It anyway. Has a name.
Anyway.
I have been wondering, what if the soldiers in the Troy horse needed the washroom? This sounds like a pretty ridiculous question, but I am really curious about this. You could read that in a really kind of gross, like, I am really curious about this. They were hiding inside of the wooden horse for a whole day. Did they pee and drink and eat inside? Love, Jerry Stiller.
Do you think like they all got in the horse and they're like, okay, so now we got to be here. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Everybody used the bathroom before. Nobody used the bathroom before?
I said, but I didn't have to go then.
Front left leg is the toilet. That's the first thing we're deciding. Front left leg is where everybody goes to the toilet. We're putting the foosball table in the rear right leg. So front left is the toilet.
And then the Troy horse, which is now what I'm going to call it, rolls up. It was wood. You know it wasn't Ziploc fresh, keeping all
that. No way.
Can we let this big, stinky-ass horse?
This horse stinks like piss. And also I hear voices murmuring inside talking about, like, oh, no, Dylan used the front right leg.
That was the sandwich leg.
That's the sandwich leg. Good going, Dylan, you butthole. Oh, no, they hear us. Stab, 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 stab.
Could you make, speaking of buttholes, could you give the horse a butthole that's a working outhouse?
It's a modern marvel.
I have a great horse for you. Check it out. It really poops.
Whoa! Get that thing in here.
Well, I mean, even without the real shit tech, why did they see this big horse? We're like, fuck yeah, I gotta have that big horse.
How often do you get the chance? It's like, listen, I know we have nowhere to put it, but how often do you see a giant horse? I know.
If you got beat in that fight, you know, between the two people is between. If you got beat
probably
in the,
one of them, Troy.
Probably some, like Troy or the Trojans or whatever. If you got beat by the dudes in the horse, you got beat by like 100 guys that had been awake for 24 hours and shitting in a wooden horse's leg and marinating in their friend Jerry's farts. And then they got out and beat you in a sword fight?
You were alerted to their presence by Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The fucking hatch on that open and just like the 100 of the most exhausted human beings.
Yeah, just like 100 David Blaine post stunts should be like barely dragging their way out. Speaking of the Troy horse, do you think the cat who made it got to a point where he was like, I could make this better, but it's a trick. I could make this look more like a horse, but it's just...
How good has it got to be before it's just a giant wood horse?
Yeah. Speaking of this, building on this, if you had the people and the resources to do this, do you think that that guy maybe suggested, like, do you maybe want me to make you some weapons?
Or I could just build you a ladder.
I could build you a ladder. Just a big ladder.
Cool staircase that you can
You
could
shit wherever you like, yeah. And then at dark,
you go up on a ladder. I could spend the next month making you wooden guns. Like, What do you want? Are you sure you want to do this?
Trust me.
No.
A horse.
A toilet horse. I need this.
This is important to me.
That is the thing that, like, the Troy horse is always referenced as, like, amazing, like, strategy. The people who let it in were just shitty at that. It wasn't a good plan.
Yeah, that should be. That's because it was the first trap ever. It was the first ever trick. No one had ever tricked anybody before. Because, like, we didn't have the term Trojan horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like,
oh, it's a big, good horse.
They'd always wondered why it was called that. And then they were like, oh, okay, I get it. Because of this. Because of this with the trick. With the guys who smelled like farts.
Trav, I want to tell you all about... welcome to Money Zone. Trav, I want to tell you about Movement Watches.
Okay.
It's MVMT, but it's pronounced movement because it's hip and it's now and it's fashionable.
And
it's
they couldn't afford vowels.
The vowels are expensive. It's 2018. In 2019, it's probably just going to be MVT.
I always wanted to see that on Wheel of Fortune when they're like, can I buy a vowel? They're like, dang, just have a vowel. Letters are free. Come
letters
on.
Are free. Bust up the big banks. This is the call to arms. Anyway, I have a movement watch. I actually have a couple of them, and they are so choice, so fashion forward. Love the way they look on my wrist. They got a nice, big, sort of proud, noble face on them that I get a lot of compliments on every time I wear my movement watch. I love it. And they start at just $95. And at a department store, you're looking at like $400 to $500 to get a nice watch. But movement watches comes in so much under that. And by selling online, Movement cuts out the middleman and retail markup and provides you with the best possible price. They got over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. That's 160 million. No, I don't know if that... That's not what that means. Anyway, you can get 15% off today and get free shipping with free returns by going to movement.com/brother. My brain...
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. That's MVMT.com/brother.
It hurts to make thoughts. But the watch has a really clean design. It's seriously, I've been getting compliments on it, and this is the best time to step up your watch game. This is the best time to step up your watch game. And you know what time it is because of the watch you'll own.
No, yeah, we got it. Yeah, okay. I also want to tell you all about
the MVMT.com/brother and join the movement.
Now,
to break up the big banks.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about MeUndies in the past, and I realized
Did we?
Yes. It's okay. A new year. Listen, it's a new year, and a lot of people, when they think new year, they think new you. And they're like going through this laundry list of like, I'm going to do this for myself this year. Let me tell you something. You might not think about it, but I can't even begin to tell you the importance of investing in some new underpinnings for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For your pizone.
Well, because you got to think about it, like it's like the foundation of your whole look, your whole external presentation of your outfit. You know, it's good. It feels good to put on fresh underpants.
Gotta bag it up.
Gotta bag it up. And listen, MeUndies is 3 times softer than cotton because it comes from a sustainably sourced.
Fuck cotton, though. Fuck it.
Okay.
Man, why?
And with a subscription plan, you get new undies or socks delivered to your door. And it's easy to switch memberships, cancel.
What if I don't have a door because I live on a big boat?
Oh my goodness! It'll get delivered to your boat by underwear dolphins. Duh! Come on, Griffin. Read a book.
What a butthole!
So right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Until January 20th, you get 20% off your membership and free shipping. That's 20% off an already discounted membership. And MeUndies is so sure you will love their underpants, they will even offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, get a 100% refund. So become a member today and start enjoying all the perks of having a MeUndies membership and start wearing great underwear. So go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother and bag it up.
Good luck finding my boat, dolphins.
Okay.
It's a stealth boat.
I want to tell you one more. I want to tell you about Bull and Branch. Listen, they've said here the copy, you'll go to bed 365 times a year. That is probably statistically true, but I know I got some fellow insomniacs out there who that might not be inherently true.
Yeah, or party animals like me.
Okay. You will go to bed at least once this year. And when you do,
I sleep for 41 days.
You will
get ready for the rest of the partying.
You deserve to have your best night's sleep every night that you sleep on a brand new set of Bull & Branch sheets dedicated to making the most comfortable sheets in the world. And I can vouch for that. We have a couple sets of Bull & Branch sheets now. And I got their Bull & Branch bath sheets. There's like a bath towel, but much larger and able to like wrap around my entire body. It's so great.
It's real nice. Did you know 3 U.S. presidents are sleeping better than ever on Bull & Branch? And I hope it's the good ones.
I assume it's the good ones, alternate reality ones.
Try them yourself, risk-free. Wow, getting political on this one episode. Then try them yourself, risk-free for a month. Right now you can get $20. 50, holy shit, that's even better. $50, wow, Trav, $50 off plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com, promo code mybrother. Bowlandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code mybrother. Got a couple jumbotrons here. This one is for Katie and Dave, and it's from Rodney, who says, hold on, I gotta zoom in the font. It's, again, just the eyes. The eyes are... sick also. Hi, Katie. Happy birthday. Maybe. Thank you for putting these three dorks into my life. Thanks so much for being a good, good friend for these, like, 5 or 6 years. I can't wait for the message you send after you hear this. And thank you, Dave, for bringing the three of us together. Thanks, Trash Can. I love y'all. And since there is room, Teenage Mutant Ninja...
No, read it.
Tootin' Mean Age Needle Teetles. And that's what it says.
That's not I like that.
That's not my brain doing a bad job of it. But, yeah, I mean, nothing else to say about that one except Tootin' Mean Age Needle Teetles. Tootin' Needle Ninja Tweedles. Tootin' Paddle.
This next one is for Jamie and Brandon. It's from Tommy. Jamie, if you hear this, you are morally, if not legally obligated to watch the Entourage movie. Oh, oh no. Christ. I'm so...
Listen, I mean, that checks out legally, law. It works.
Yeah, it's true. Jamie, I'm sorry about that, but watch it, understanding that the Entourage movie is unstuck in time.
Yeah.
You can read all about it on the internet. Brandon, play this for Jamie and record his reaction, and I'll give you back your copy of Gex.
Damn.
You're both situation. Great friends, but these are my terms. Forgive the good brothers, for they know not the hell they have wrought. I am mad with power and growing stronger.
All right.
Okay, cool. Good use of Jumbotron.
Sort of a demon, maybe.
Okay.
Some sort of demon with a captive Gex situation.
Before we hop back into the episode, I wanted to plug just a couple things. One, and this
Can I lie down?
Yeah. This is super timely because you only have a couple days on this one, but me and Teresa are going to be at San Francisco Sketchfest Sunday the 14th. Doing a Schmanners at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And you can still get tickets to that. Go to sfsketchfest.com. I will also be doing the worst first pay or worst first chapter show and the fake TED Talk show Friday and Saturday night. So you can come see those as well. But go get those tickets at sfsketchfest.com. Also going to be doing the JoCo Cruise, which you can find out all the information about that at jococruise.com. I just did an episode of Good Christian Fun.
You did a great job on that.
Thank you. It was super wonderful. I'm now listening to every episode. I'm a big fan, and everybody should check it out. I also did a video with Gabby Dunn on Gabby's YouTube channel. I also just did an episode of Can I Pet Your Dog that just came out, and I think coming out later this week is an episode of Bunker Buddies. I was very busy this week.
Yeah, so. I'll say. All right, that's it. Here, enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks, Max Fun, for having us on the network. And thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters, which I think we do in the episode, but I still really mean it. But that's it.
Yes, you can go back to bed now.
I love you.
I love you too.
I was talking to Justin.
Oh, okay.
He's here with me in the room. Good joke, Justin. Ooh, stinky fart. I like you did one. Bye.
Bye.
Max FunCon tickets are on sale now at maxfuncon.com. Watch stand-up comedy on a mountain. Roll out of bed after a dance party to see a live podcast taping. Take classes from amazing teachers with the most supportive group of people you'll ever meet. Make a bunch of friends and eat a ton of s'mores. Come to Max FunCon at Lake Arrowhead, California, the second weekend of June, for friendship, comedy, and creativity. Get your ticket now at maxfuncon.com.
What's your name and question?
My name is Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Brad!
Let's do it.
So I work with...
Okay, so it was a Borat impression, and that's not your regular voice. So when I said Brad, it was like, he's doing a Borat impression, but then I was like, what if that's his regular voice? And I kind of bailed. But now that I know it's a Borat impression...
Go on.
Go on, Brad. Sorry.
So I work with high school kids.
Okay.
Marching band. So you know they freaks.
Okay. Yeah, they're nasty.
So the biggest problem I have with them is they have this tendency that they just don't stop dabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that real? Brad.
No. It's real. Also, it's not really a problem, but go ahead.
No, it is. It's just constant dabbing.
While they're trying to play instruments?
And they disrupt the rehearsal, and they want the instructors to dab. They caught me dabbing, I'm sorry to say. I just need to know, what can I give them instead of dabbing, or how do I make the dabbing stop?
What can I give them other than dabbing? Is like, how do I introduce the next thing? Well, and maybe it's working really hard to be good at instruments.
We tried that, so they're sort of into that, you know.
That's good.
I tried the knee dab, which is this.
That's not better.
It's very. I enjoyed it.
But
I think what Travis said, there's some heat there where it's like, hey, everybody, I'm Griffin. This is my new viral video, and all the teens are going to get really into it. This is a new thing. It's called practicing your scales.
Have you ever thought about, and listen, Brad, I instantly respect you and what you do.
Except for the Borat impression. No, and you did the dad.
You did. Have you ever thought about, like, looking around the room and asking them, like, how many of you are going to do this after this? And, like, those people you encourage to rehearse and practice or whatever, and the other ones you're just like, dab away.
Just like in Mr. Holland's Opus.
That would be a way more... I played the trombone in middle school, and all I did was just, like, hum through the trombone. Never actually learned to play the trombone and just convinced my parents, like, just sign this. I'm not going to practice. And they were like, we don't want you to fail. You hear that, Dad?
Take that, Dad.
You're on blast, Clint.
Man.
Do you have any, like, ringers?
There's probably some instruments that have long enough rests in the sheet music where they could get some good dabs in there. And if that's the case...
Gong.
The gong, yeah.
Gong is the one. It is right at the end.
Super dab. Because if that's the thing, I see a way for you to really stand out during the competition.
Yes.
Does that help?
It helps.
Thank you, Brad.
There. Okay, so I know you guys are from the great state of West Virginia.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you're probably...
You know, Abraham Lincoln made West Virginia a state.
So you're probably pretty familiar with the urban legend of the Mothman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I think some people know where this is going. So over the past couple of months, Chicago has been having this thing where people have been reporting sightings of a 7-foot-tall winged creature with red eyes.
Fucking followed us here. That fucking
Mothman,
asshole.
Are you here? He wanted to go to the Jimmy Buffett show with you guys.
Paul, I'm going to need another drink. The Mothman's in Illinois.
That was extremely fast.
Paul heard Mothman. I was like, they're going to need this.
So it's even been on, like, the cover of the Chicago Reader, and there's a lady who came and confessed that she summoned it through a...
That's not how Mothman works.
So my question to you is, do you think that maybe it is, and if so, what should we do as a city?
Stay off bridges.
Yeah, I can't go on the bridge.
That's ghoulish.
That's what that dude... It's that dude's whole line of business. He's a bridge warner.
That is true.
Hold on, wait. I think we're going to go with the Mothman one this time.
But thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Somebody did ask me, I can't remember who I was having the conversation with, and they're like, hey, so we were talking about, like, cryptozoology and, like, local legends, and they're like, and what's the Mothman's deal? And I'm like, well, some people saw him, and then a bridge collapsed.
It goes,
and then they made a movie.
It goes way deeper. So has Henry Cole been spotted anywhere?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. So we're probably okay from a safety perspective, because if Cole's not chasing the Mothman, you know Cole? Cole was the one who arrived before the Mothman.
Wait, there was a pre-Moth? If you don't know, the Mothman rolls up and he's like, oh, the bridge, and then the bridge collapses. That's the Mothman's whole deal. He doesn't fly around or shoot spores all over.
But to have
a pre-Mothman, it's like, uh-oh, Mothman's going to come.
But a guy named Henry Cole showed up before, like, hunting the Mothman. So he was like, so the Mothman's like an intergalactic convict who's escaped from space.
This is real. This is 100%.
Hold on. It's not real.
Don't get it twisted. It's not like real.
Just okay. West Virginia has like one crypto dude. Can we just keep him? Just the one. And he's not even that good. He doesn't shoot spores out of his wings to put Pokemon to sleep or whatever. Like, all he does is warns you about faulty infrastructure. And, oh, there's a
pothole. It's gonna fuck up your Jetta.
Thanks, Mothman. Can we get the Chupacabra in here to at least like kill a goat or something?
You know, like 50 people died, right? It wasn't like a pothole. It was like a whole bridge collapse. But it was also, a tragedy.
So he did that one. He's like, I'm done.
He didn't even do it. He didn't even do That's it.
True. He was just walking back going, I don't know about that bridge.
No, okay. If you're saying that the Mothman should have conducted a more thorough, effective advertising campaign about the dangers of the Silver Bridge, I agree. Yes. The Mothman was not very effective as a harbinger.
City Hall recognizes the giant Mothman? Thank you so much. Thank I was you. Just walking by that bridge. It does not look safe.
Actually, let me back up, because Dale Carnegie says I should use praise first. Debbie, the Harvest Festival this year was fucking kick-ass.
Anyway.
But I want to put my engineering degree to good use.
Finally. Kit, please don't steal our Mothman.
It might be another Mothman.
Could...
There's one
not.
In Iowa.
There's
That's what
not,
I'm saying.
There's not.
It's like we need to. I don't like fucking Art Bell is not gonna walk out on stage and be like, "It's true, there are."
There's not.
But do you think West Virginia Mothman like sees in like he gets the Chicago paper and he opens and he's like, "That's not me."
This is the problem though. We're all playing Calvin Ball with cryptozoology. If you start saying that the Mothman's in Illinois, he will be because. You know, so like, let's just
because he's created by thought. You are absolutely correct, Justin.
And believe
the Mothman
in him.
Is a manifestation. It's actually short for Moth Manifestation.
As Neil Gaiman dictates in his book American Gods, Kit, please don't steal our man moth. Thank
no,
you.
Man moth is a different one.
Okay, you man-moth can have man moth.
All right. So about a year ago, my family got a parrot from a pet store.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, really fun because, like, it's, like, a cool pet that I can, like, show my friends. Like, we have a parrot.
As opposed to a shitty dog.
Yeah, I mean...
I get it. I've seen dogs.
Anyways, boys, now we have 7 parrots and I don't know what to do.
Wait, what? Hold on.
All right, save it. Good luck.
I'm afraid to ask my question.
No, you go ahead and hit us with this. Maybe you have 8 parrots. Go on. We don't know. What's your name?
My name is Benny.
Hi,
like,
Benny.
I am the Jets.
Okay,
fantastic.
Cool.
And my question is, I have been living with my partner for about a month now, and we have kind of a problem in that he will show me media, like I've watched Death Note and Breaking Bad and a bunch of other
anime. Or live action?
The anime.
Okay. I don't know. Is that good or bad?
Stop talking, Travis.
Subs or dubs, go.
Okay, so, all right. Says the media.
The problem is that he won't watch anything that I like. Like, I tried to get him to listen to a few podcasts. You might have heard of them, like The Adventure Zone and My Brother and Me.
Sure.
And he just won't do it. How do I fix him?
Okay.
Can we answer both?
Play this. Play this clip of 3,000 people booing.
I kind of want to answer both.
I mean, that's against the spirit of the thing.
Can I answer this one real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, Benny, here's the thing.
Yes, sir.
You have to pick the right time to play a podcast for someone, because it's not just sitting around in your house, because there's a bunch of other better shit to do.
That's
it
true.
It has to be in a car. That's the only time you can trick someone into listening to a podcast.
The tagline for podcast should be, podcast, when your hands are busy doing other things.
Right. Because there's literally... Or your eyes.
Your eyes are busy doing other things. Yeah.
Your ears are free. Podcast?
Podcast.
Like, that's it.
Podcast. It's 6 hours to Phoenix, motherfucker. This thing's happening.
Right. Because that's the thing. I love podcasting. I would rather play video games, watch TV, read a book.
Anything is better than podcasts.
Sure. Anything.
We are the mustard condiment that you put on the meat of the good thing you're actually excited about doing. Does that...
So maybe watch our TV show.
Yeah, the TV show's a good end.
VRV.co.
VRV.
All 6 episodes streaming live.
He actually really does like your TV show.
Fuck yeah, he does. That's a good egg. Thank you, Benny. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brothers.
7 parrots? How did you get to 7? And you said it like, I got 1 and then I sneezed and there were 7.
You had to have gotten to 6 and be like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Can I ask you, I want to ask you a serious question and I promise we'll let you answer.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What was it about having 6 parrots that you were like, this is good?
But there's a hole in our hearts for something else.
It's missing.
We're missing something. And I think it's another parent.
How after six parents do you not think turtle? Maybe, like, maybe that's what we don't have.
Were you trying to start a parent a cappella group and you needed a deep parent?
I really wish we were, but all of them are completely untalented.
Awesome.
Cool. Was that what you were trying to do? Was each parent, maybe this one will be cool?
Please, no, okay. Please don't use our podcast as a bludgeon to lay waste to your parents.
Hey, shout out to you, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
She's catching up, so.
Your parents named Mom?
Are you okay?
Tell me what the sort of sonic experience of crossing the threshold of the house is like.
How well can you imagine about 12 hours of screaming every day?
Pretty well. I have a baby.
The conversion rate is one baby to seven parents.
Yeah, it's about that. Do the parents all hang out in the same room, or is it like this parent's in the living room, this parent, like...
Okay, so we have our living room there's like a wall of cages, right?
Okay.
Now, see...
And how many of those are parents and how many are humans?
Okay, we have this fun little thing where...
That should have been an easy answer. You shouldn't need a fucking, like, hold on. I want to answer your question about human cages, but I'm going to need to cushion this a little bit. Okay, I can't just come out and say I have three humans in cages. Let me preface.
It's kind of a 50-50 deal.
I'm not sure.
You can't lie to... You can't... Okay. You can't lie to us right now because you just said you have seven parrots. So you don't want us to start questioning everything.
Okay,
so
especially that half a person.
Why did you... I'm just going to ask you a question and I want you to answer me. And I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the runaround, okay?
Uh-huh.
Why did you buy a seventh parrot?
Okay, all right. We did not buy each parrot
separately.
So you
steal parrots from people. That's disgusting.
Wait, do you wake in the morning and a new parrot is there?
No.
Okay. I mean, that does happen sometimes.
But not that quick a turnaround.
I promise, we'll let you finish this time. Why did you buy a seventh parrot?
It all started when...
No, I'm locked in.
Go ahead. Hey, you got me.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Fucking, can we just do in media res and you're kind of like about to buy the parrot?
Yeah.
So you can help.
We got two parrots as the final sixth and seventh
parrot.
Stop it. Parrot.
Okay, let me rephrase my question. Why did you buy a sixth and seventh parrot?
You know what? I'll track it back. Second.
No, fifth and seventh. Your sixth and seventh parrot. What... What made you sort of...
Was it you needed one for Saturday and Sunday?
Well, and this is, I shit you not, this is completely honest. One of the parrots, parrot number four.
That's what you call them, too. That's what you put on their prisoner ID badges.
Parrot four? You didn't finish your gruel, parrot four. Are vittles not up to your demanding standards? Perhaps Parrot 6 would enjoy the rest of your gruel.
While Parrot 7 looks at his Parrot Haywood poster.
Okay, so Parrot... Sorry, your gag was Parrot Haywood.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like Shawshank Parrot Demption.
I got it.
Shit.
So, just make sure Shawshank Redemption, but with parrots.
Okay.
This is gonna... We've had a lot of fun. Here's just gonna be like, Parrot 4 died, and we just had like 5 minutes.
Okay, so you're... Why do you have so many parrots? Get, please, justify
something
it.
Something happened to Parrot 4.
Parrot 4 was lonely, so...
Wait, what? Fuck you, Parrot 4!
They don't get along! The parrots hate each other! They have like... It's like Game of Thrones. They have different houses.
Thank you for
Pikachu
being...
Pikachu fights the others, and she's smaller and weaker than the rest.
Put them in a different part of the house.
Stop, Travis, stop. Is your parrot named Pikachu?
Wait, what?
Is your parrot named Pikachu?
Yeah, you want me to go through the names?
Sorry.
Yeah, I want to listen to the fucking names?
Yeah, list your parrot's
hey,
names.
Hey, goodbye, everyone else's questions.
So, okay, list the names of all your parrots.
All right.
If you can remember them.
Yeah, right.
We have Celeste.
Awesome.
We have Buckberry. We have Pikachu.
Fantastic.
We have Sadie. We have Taco, spelled T-A-A-K-O, named after the wizard. My mom's a fan
Thank
of the
you.
Show.
Hell yeah.
And then we have Pepper, and am I missing one?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You know how I know? You
oh,
have
Rexy.
Seven parents.
Rexy. We have Rexy, short for Tyrannosaurus Rex.
All right.
Okay. Was that the seventh?
No, that was number five.
Jesus, we are in the weeds.
Can I ask you, I want to ask you two questions.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask them in succession, and then you can answer them in succession.
Mm-hmm.
First question is, what's the worst part about living with seven parents? The second question is, what's the second worst thing about living with seven parents? Wait, can I add a third question?
Of course.
Third question. Is there any improvement that you thought, oh, thank God we have that seventh one?
Yeah.
Did you have, like, a home invaders and, like, six weren't enough to bring them down? The seventh one swept in and bit off their dicks. Okay. Tell me the worst thing about living with seven parents.
And then tell me the best thing about living with seven parents.
Okay, so we have one, two, three, and four we need answered.
Okay, so what's the worst?
Worst thing is that parrots absolutely cannot be potty trained.
No, they're
yeah.
parrots, yes.
It's huge. That's
yeah.
huge. That's huge. What's the second?
The second worst thing is probably that one of them's a sociopath.
Oh. But you,
no, wait,
but,
hold
but
on.
But you can never remember which one. So it's like,
no, it's,
they ask you to join them in a room alone, and you're like, wait a minute, are you the one who, oh, well.
But it is really good at solving bird crime. Yeah.
Well, it's parrot number four, the lonely one.
Oh, that fucking parrot four.
What's the name of parrot four? Do you remember?
Yeah, Sadie.
Sadie. Fuck Sadie.
Sadie.
No, Sadie's great. What's the best thing
I hope they get avian flu.
Jesus.
Stop
Travis. Come on, Travis.
Oh, and then they all turned against me.
Yeah.
I'll drink some more Malort, thank you very much.
To put a nice button on this, to give it just sort of a nice ending, because we've just been dunking on your seven small birds of paradise for a bit. What's the best thing about living with seven birds?
Thank you, Griffin.
What's the best thing about the seven birds? You can't just say thank you, Griffin. I need the best. There's
and
not a best thing!
We'll edit it in later.
The best thing about having seven birds would probably be the look on all of our friends and loved ones' faces of concern and shock and horror as they enter our house.
Yeah. Do you ever just... Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for all your parrots.
Did you think you were going to be up here for 15 minutes, by the way?
Probably not. I hope you wore comfortable shoes. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much, Chicago, for listening to us. We hope you had fun. Thank you to everybody. Let's have a big round of applause for everybody that was brave enough to stand up and ask a question, because it's very scary. So thank you to everybody.
Do you see that?
So what?
Well, the P's upside down.
P's upside down. There we go. Now your U is... I'm not going to troubleshoot you.
Oh, it says... on one side it says juice, and on the other side it says
it probably says Justin, because like in the TV show.
All right.
Remember? Anyway.
Now it says Justin. Now it says Jorps. Now it says...
Now
keep going.
Okay, now it says Josta. Thank you to everybody for coming out. Thank you.
Can we turn the house lights down? Because people are starting to leave to get to their cars early.
It's freaking
it's
me, out.
Me out.
It's bumming me out. I don't want to say... Bye, everybody. Like, no hard feelings. I do it all the time. But
yeah,
I just don't want to... I can't see it.
Wait, get a poster on your way out.
Yeah, make sure to buy a poster of sneakers. We got you. You're busted. So now...
Buy a fucking poster.
So that's... thank you so much to the Chicago Theater, which is beautiful, and I hope you're all frequenting this venue as much as humanly possible, because it's fucking gorgeous.
It's really amazing.
And thank you to Chicago in general.
Yeah
you're
Chicago.
Been amazing.
Thank you to Schmanners for opening for us.
Yep.
They were fantastic. Thank you to our daddy for doing our intro and coming with us and helping us out. Thank you to Paul for coming around and helping us out
Paul,
with everything.
Check out the music of Paul and Storm. Available everywhere. Books are sold.
Everywhere. It's everywhere. You can't trip without finding Paul and Storm.
Oh, and go on the JoCo Cruise. Also,
yeah.
JoCoCruise.com. Travis is going to be on it.
Yeah,
go there.
My wife and I are going to be doing Schmanners. Our dad will be there. We're going to probably do some D&D. Not Adventure Zone, but D&D's time.
Yeah.
Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed.
Yes.
I also just want to say, like, a general thank you to, like, our wives and families and babies and stuff for being so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you to CAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for them. We're not going to be, because of the aforementioned babies, they got to get to bed, so we're not going to be hanging out afterwards and stuff. But we so appreciate you all coming and being so kind to us, because really having this many people here to see our dumb podcast really means the world.
Yeah.
And I
used to live in Chicago, and I've seen shows here, and the fact that we're up here right now is never not going to be completely surreal. And
you're so kind. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much. So every week on Bim Bam, if you never listen, Griffin reads the last Yahoo, and then on the next episode we come back and sort of discuss it.
This one was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's Yahoo Answers user Caleb who asks, has there ever been a person to get shoot in the balls and survive? Ouch!
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like,
why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleek?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about butts.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was two.
Butts, 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 butts.
No.